Hello, everyone, and welcome back into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider, BasketballNews.com. We're here today, Monday, to go over Game 5 of the NBA Finals, a pivotal Game 5 tonight, 2-2 tied up in this series between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. Usually, whoever wins Game 5 in these situations almost always goes on to win the NBA Finals. This is a must-win tonight for both sides. We're going to go ahead and dive into all that great stuff today from the betting props, by picking up the spread, as well as our player props. In the meantime, though, we're going to go over our sponsors of today's show, NBA Top Shot and NBA Experiences. With NBA Top Shot, it really is the modern day. You see all these NFTs nowadays, the modern digital coins. Top Shot is really the NBA version of that, whether it be Steph Curry's record-breaking three-pointer, Jason Tatum's buzzer-beating alley-oop, Ja Morant's poster dunk. NBA Top Shot is where the greatest moments from NBA history turn to officially licensed digital collectibles. NBA Top Shot has evolved trading cards, making it easier to buy, sell, and collect by removing the hassle of grading, shoe boxes, and shipping fees. You can buy or sell moments in a few clicks and access them at any time on your phone or computer. Your collection is always at your fingertips. Start collecting Top Shot moments in any way you want. Collect rookie moments from future stars like Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham. Collect throwback moments from former NBA stars like Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson. Or collect moments from your favorite team to gain access to exclusive perks. Grab your starter pack today and Top Shot will give you $20 back to your collection and pick up some of your favorite moments in the marketplace right now. Go to about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews and get on the game today. Again, that is about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews. I also want to go over NBA Experiences with everyone today because they have a really cool deal. All the listeners at BasketballNews.com here and Nothing But Bets will get it on if you want to go ahead and do so. The NBA draft is fast approaching. You've got the chance to experience like never before with NBA Experiences. Get access to premium in-arena hospitality at the Barclays Center featuring AJ Griffin, Keegan Murray, Dominique Wilkins, and Ron Harper, and much more with an official experiences and ticket package. Get 5% off your draft package using the code BASKETBALLNEWS at online checkout. That is nbaexperiences.com/bballnews, and use the code BASKETBALLNEWS, all one word, at online checkout to get this great deal featuring two future lottery picks in AJ Griffin from Duke and Keegan Murray from Iowa. Now let's go ahead and dive into Game 5 of the NBA Finals today between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. It is at the Chase Center tonight in San Francisco. It's going to be one hell of a game. I'm looking forward to it. And the spread for tonight's game is leaning towards Golden State. We saw the Warriors pick up a huge win in Boston a few nights ago to really change that series momentum back towards the Warriors. Now tonight, the Warriors are back on top as the favorites. They are four-point favorites over the Celtics. The money line is minus 172. The money line for Boston, if you want to go in that direction, is plus 144. And the over-under point total tonight for both sides comes in at 210.5. Very low number. It's one of the lowest so far in the NBA Finals. Vegas is at least expecting a very low-scoring game tonight. So we'll see what my over-under projection is, though. But let's first start, as we always do, with my player props. We're going to pick two from each side that I like most from each game. We've actually hit on one of our plays so far in the finals, so make sure you're telling us here on Nothing Bets. I make sure to do some notes beforehand each time to really find the best value for everyone here. So let's go ahead and dive in to my plays for the player props for the Warriors and the Celtics, two from each side here. And we're going to start it off here with a point prop that I like here at plus money value. I think it's kind of screaming out towards me because he's due for a big game. He's struggled all series long. It's Jason Tatum. I think Jason Tatum has a big game tonight for the Celtics. His over-under tonight checks in at 27.5 points. It is at plus 100 value if you want to take the plus money grab there for Jason Tatum to get at least 28 points tonight. We're going to go ahead and do so here on Nothing But Bets. We think Jason Tatum is due for a big game tonight, especially from the three-point line. Andrew Wiggins has kind of locked up Tatum all series long. I think he still does at some points tonight, but I think Tatum breaks three free for around 20, I think an early explosion, then we see him kind of settle back in and the Warriors kind of adjust later on in the game. But I think we see Tatum get close to 30 points tonight. I was leaning more towards the three-pointers, but instead I'm going to go more towards the points just based off the threes, the free throw attempts, the mid-range I expect from Tatum tonight as well. So we're going to take Jason Tatum at plus 100 value for over on his point total, which is at 27.5 points. Now let's also go over here on the board and lock in another prop I like here. It's a back-to-back winner. Actually, three games in a row it's hit, and I think it's going to hit once more here for us on the show. It is Stephen Curry on his three-point total. It checks in at one more than usually does. Usually it's at 3.5. Now for tonight, it's at 4.5 at minus 156 value. I still like the value there on Stephen Curry with the three-pointers. He's been hitting them at a huge rate throughout the postseason for the Warriors. We all know he attempts most of his shots from three-point range anyways. I expect a solid night from Stephen Curry as well and a lot of shots from three-point range. So let's take Stephen Curry here. I think it's an easy money grab here for Stephen Curry over 4.5 made threes. Let's go with at least 5 made threes tonight for Stephen Curry. Now let's go back over on the board here I expect Andrew Wiggins to have a really solid game, not only in the all-around department of scoring and defense, but I also expect him to show up in the rebound department once more. He had 16 rebounds, a career high in Game 4, was the second-best player for the Warriors behind Stephen Curry, who had a 43-point game in that, as we all know, in Game 4. I expect a huge night again from Andrew Wiggins on the boards here. We can bring great value, in my opinion, on the rebound total number here at 6.5 rebounds. We're going to hammer the over here. I expect Wiggins to get at least 8 or 9 rebounds tonight as he helps out inside with Draymond Green and Kevon Looney. So let's go ahead and hammer here Andrew Wiggins over 6.5 rebounds. They're getting great value there once again on the board here at -134 odds. So again, Andrew Wiggins over 6.5 rebounds. Now, finally, let's go back over to the board here looking for one more Celtics prop. And to me, I think we're due for one of those games for Al Horford where he hits a couple threes. Al Horford's been kind of struggling from the three-point line since the early part of this series. I think we see Al Horford bounce back and hit at least a couple threes tonight. That value to me is also really good, in my opinion. The over-under is at 1.5 for Al Horford. Hitting multiple threes tonight, if he hits at least 2, gets you a +100 value. I love the play there for both sides as far as the gambler, if you wanted to hit that, and also for Al Horford, at least have a couple threes tonight. So let's go ahead and take Al Horford at the plus money at +100 to hit at least 2 threes tonight. So let's lock in these 4 player props on the board for this one, and it is as follows. Jason Tatum, over 27.5 points. Andrew Wiggins, over 6.5 rebounds. Stephen Curry, over 4.5 made threes, and Al Horford, over 1.5 made threes. Those are all 4 great, in my opinion. You get actually 2 plus money grabs here with Jason Tatum over 27.5 points and Al Horford over 1.5 made threes. And I feel like Wiggins on the rebounds and Curry in the three-pointers is really easy to throw in here as well. So I love all 4 here. Let's now move over here to our picks against the spread and my over-under projection as well for Celtics versus Warriors Game 5 tonight for the NBA Finals. Again, make sure you read basketballnews.com and subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. We have so much great content over there, so make sure, again, check out basketballnews.com every single day. We're your one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. But here's my pick for tonight between the Warriors and the Celtics. The Warriors are 4-point favorites over Boston tonight. I did mention I think Jason Tatum has a big game tonight for the Celtics. I think there's some role players like Al Horford stub too. I think Jaylen Brown's a solid game. Marcus Smart too. But I think the Warriors and their offense have figured something out a little bit. I think we're going to see Stephen Curry have another big game. I think Andrew Wiggins again steps up for the Warriors. I think Jordan Poole, he always plays better in San Francisco than he does on the road. So I love Jordan Poole here to keep his momentum going from a really solid game 4 from Poole, who really struggled throughout the finals beforehand. So I like Jordan Poole step up as well. I like Klay Thompson have a really good shooting game as well. I like Kevon Looney and Draymond Green to be good defenders inside. So I think all in all, it's going to be a very close game. I think the spread's around the money there are 4 points. But in the end, I'm going to lean to the Warriors here to barely cover the spread in the end, maybe by some free throws late to decide it. So I'm going to take the Warriors on the spread here, take a 3-2 series lead back to Boston for game 6. We're going to hammer the Warriors money line at -172, but also the point total here at -4. So let's lock in Warriors -4 over the Celtics. And then for our over-under projection, I love the over tonight. Like I mentioned, I think Tatum and Curry have both huge games. I think secondary scoring will be huge tonight as well for a lot of role players like Poole, Wiggins, from Jaylen Brown as well for Boston and Marcus Smart, Al Horford as well. I think we see the points hold tonight. I think it's grabbing out to me at 210.5. It's the lowest it's been, I think, since the early portion of this series. It might be the lowest. I'll have to double check, but I think it might be the lowest we've seen all series long. It is, actually, the lowest we've seen all series long at 210.5. So it's kind of screaming out to me to kind of go to contrarian route here. Go with the point total here for the over. I actually hit the over at 212 last night. Now it's down to 210.5. I feel even more confident about that. I think we see big games from the Stars tonight. I think we see better offensive flow for both sides here too. So I'm going to take the over here relatively comfortably, in my opinion, to hit the over here at 210.5. So let's lock those in as well. So my picks get to spread again one more time for you. Warriors -4 over the Celtics in game 5, and the over at 210.5 is my projection as well. And let's go one more time down the list here for you from my player props and picks, and it is as follows. Jason Tatum, over 27.5 points. Andrew Wiggins, over 6.5 rebounds. Stephen Curry, over 4.5 made threes. Al Horford, over 1.5 made threes. The over tonight to go over on 210.5 total points. And then finally, the Golden State Warriors to win Game 5 tonight at home and cover the 4-point spread. We are picking Warriors -4 over the Celtics. So I appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. Make sure you rate, view, and subscribe. Make sure you're telling our picks as well on the show. In the meantime, also make sure you're following me as well on Twitter at EastSidery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a great Monday slate for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. And happy betting to you.